Larry O'Brien.
Thank you.
Hello?
Larry,
Yes, Mr. President.
McCormick and Albert called me, but, by the time I returned the call, they said that Mills and Halleck were with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that they'd call me later. Now, what they want to do is they say that if it goes to conference, it'll never come out of conference.
Mm-hmm.
McCormick says.
Mm-hmm.
They can get a vote to instruct the conferees to accept the Senate amendment. They doubt. Mel says he's got 250 people against that.
Yeah.
I would hope that he's wrong, and I don't believe when the roll's called on Medicare, that many would stand up and be opposed to it for all time to come on their record.
Yeah.
But that would be one vote. The other one would be is the motion to refuse to instruct the conferee.
Yeah.
They're going to decide what to do. I know it's something you ought to consider, but my offhand guess would be is we ought to vote her up or down if we got the votes, which I would doubt.
Yeah.
We ought to instruct them to Senate. If we have one, just let the House defeat it and go to the country with it.
Yeah, well, now, I talked to Hale Boggs earlier today on this. First of all, we had the labor people in this morning. We cranked up the senior citizens and all that sort of stuff yesterday. Now, putting it hard on the labor people, Christ, they want to take the Senate bill, they want to do all these things, and then you finally say, okay, how many votes do you have? How many Republicans? You people are the ones that are supposed to be able to handle Republicans in this instance. Do you have 40 Republicans? Well, they don't have 40 Republicans. They can't even count 20 Republicans. We all agree we probably have about 165 Democrats. Now, I got a hold of Boggs, and I said, what are you doing, Hale? You're going to be one of the conferees in this damn thing. And there are only two votes in the conference for us, you and Cease King. And what do you have in mind? Christ's sakes, is this a bill that winds up with Goldwater and Mills opposing this administration? Or are you going to, I know that you don't have any troops, but my God, you could certainly make an interesting conference out of it. Now, Mills, I talked to him yesterday, talked to him again this morning. Well, what the hell? We realize that we can't get the Senate bill adopted in that goddamn House, and if they come back for instructions, that we'll get licked on that, too. But I can, the only judgment I can make at this point is that Mills will certainly try every device he can to get an agreement in a conference that would include Boggs and Cease King, as reluctant as they might be, because he hate like hell to be on the House side of a conference where he and two Republicans vote against two Democrats to come out with a conference report. And, Jesus, he starts
moving. I'm going to speak to some businessmen right now at 4 o'clock. My thought would be you talk to them as soon as they're free, and then I'll talk to you as soon as I get out of these
All right.
independent businessmen. But my thought would be that if we could get Mills to agree that we would take Rebikoff in conference, that would be fine. If he wouldn't,
yeah.
I would try to instruct the conferees.
Mm.
Do you have any other feeling?
No, that's at the moment I share that view, but I do think this, that with the stories around the country today, we've got something going on this damn thing, and God almighty, I hate to see that leadership join with Mills in some kind of a wrap-up that screws us quickly.
Well, I don't think they will until we decide it.
All right.
Decide what screws us.
Yeah.
Does it screw us to, I believe if they send it to conference, I don't think we'll ever get it out with the votes we have. We don't
have it. Yeah. No, we don't have the votes in conference.
Now then, what would screw us and what wouldn't? We just the only thing else then, if we can't do any good in conference, is to vote her up or down. Isn't that it?
Yeah, we can vote it up or down, but I do think that we can spotlight the country on this thing, by giving us a little time. This damn Congress will be in here the week of the 15th anyway, and my view is that this thing can get really heated up, and My view of the thing is that, I know you're tied up now. Why don't we, if it's all right with you, why don't I get back to you and we'll talk about it further a little bit later this afternoon.
Watch them.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Mr. President.